Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
For many years, the United Nations has been conniving to devise a way to impose direct taxes on the American people so the UN will not have to depend on congressional appropriations. If that ever happens, it would make the UN an enormously powerful organization. It would truly give us world government over which we Americans would have no control. Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma has just discovered that the UN Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, called the OECD, which receives a fourth of its big budget from the United States, is trying to set up a system whereby the United Nations would levy direct taxes on the American people. Senator Inhofe says it's ridiculous that we would support such a group. Senator Inhofe has introduced a bill he calls the Exit the OECD Act because, as he said, I refuse to allow American tax dollars to support organizations that aim to hurt the U.S. taxpayers and lobby to tax Americans. Incidentally, the OECD bureaucrats, like other U.N. bureaucrats, receive their salaries tax-free, yet they consistently push for higher taxes on us. Now, you may think you are paying high taxes, but in the world at large, the United States is considered a low-tax country. That's a main reason why our economy is so powerful and so prosperous. Other countries are jealous of us, and they want to force us into their practice of imposing higher taxes. Other countries impose high taxes in order to pay for an extravagant social welfare system and for the extravagant habits of their corrupt totalitarian dictators. I suggest that you ask your members of Congress to pass a resolution stating that if the United Nations ever imposes any kind of direct tax on Americans, that will be the day when the United States pulls out of the United Nations.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The attacks by the UN on American liberty and sovereignty must not continue. Please write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for up-to-date information on the United Nations. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or visit our website at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, P.A. 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, there are few problems that can't be solved with high explosives. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view, and we do have high explosives with us today. The trees are all falling down. They go boom, boom, boom. It sounds, there's more noise in the woods now than there was during deer season. And I have with me in studio our good friend and colleague, G.B. Oliver III. And brought him in here from the Kansas City airport yesterday afternoon, and he had never seen trees fall down because of an ice storm.
Never have, but I have now. I sure have now.
And you know what? He was a nice guy, and he said, you know, I know that really presents a handicap for a lot of people, but he says, gosh, it's beautiful. I'm enjoying it.
It kind of puts you in the Christmas spirit, doesn't
right.
it?
Right. Kind of like watching your mother-in-law back your new Cadillac over the cliff. You don't know. That's mixed emotions. Anyway, while we're talking about the blizzard, and we're getting hit here in Missouri, we've been out of electricity 2 days, and I'm going to brag a little bit on our battery station man at West Plains, Missouri, Jeff. Had it not been for him, GB wouldn't have had a flashlight last night, but we're operating on, we're kind of old-fashioned folks, and we still have grandmother's old coal oil lamps, which they do a lot of good. They really, I mean, they, you know, you could live, well, we did for thousands of years, lived by candles and lamps, and, you know, when we came in last night, it was dark, but you could see where, you know, you could have read a book in there if you'd wanted to.
Absolutely.
But anyhow, our good friend in West Plains, Kevin Faulkner, gave us boxes of flashlights. So we have one in every room and every vehicle, and he's the battery station man. And you can deal with him right on our website by going to batterystation.com, and there he will be. Anyway, Jeff, did you call Joyce Morrison?
We're on the phone lines here. I just discovered we have no phone
lines. We have no phone lines.
In the booth.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, as best as I can tell, we're on the air. You just keep talking. How's that?
Mind your business.
See, when we had the network out at the farm, there's no way to know whether we were on the air or not. And we'd always tell affiliates, now you call us. Any time that we should be on the air that we're not, you give us a call. And we had lights on the telephones in the studio,
right,
so they wouldn't ring, but you could see them. Boy, if we were off those all four lights would just light up. But today that won't work because I guess this office was out of electricity yesterday, they said. And so, anyway, let's assume that everything is hunky-dory and we are moving along.
We can have fun with them or without them.
With them or without them. Now, we were supposed to, GB and I were supposed to leave immediately after the program today and drive towards Lamoni, Iowa, where we were going to have a meeting at the Lamoni Sale Barn tonight. And to the best of my knowledge, that is called off for today. To the best of my knowledge, we may be up there Friday. We'll have to find out.
That'll work.
Right now, Interstate, the highway I came up to get you on, I-35, a little ways, but they tell us that it is iced over from about Kansas City on all the way up through Iowa. So that is, by the way, that is the North American Superhighway. For whatever.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, you betcha.
You wouldn't think they'd allow that to freeze over, would you?
Well, I'll bet you the new one won't. It'll probably be lined with
heat pipes
underneath there. Atomic fired heat pipes.
Oh,
so anyhow, GB, what have you been doing?
Man, I'll tell you what, we've been traveling. We've been meeting with a lot of good people. Just doing what we do. Got a new magazine out that you swore would never come out, but it's come out. Bill Reynolds got that out, and people that subscribe to our magazine will be getting that. And I'll tell you, I'm really proud of the magazine.
It's beautiful. It is beautiful.
Magazine.
They did a nice job. My picture's in there, riding old Pahu.
With no bridle. In a red dot cigar.
That's right. I gave 15 cents for two of those red dots. That's the way they sold them back in those days. Two red dot cigars. If you're going by King Edwards, they were 10 cents a piece.
They were upscale.
There, you bet.
Uh-huh.
You get two red dots, and besides that, they were sweet. They were. You could kind of eat them a little bit if you wanted to.
Well, we're proud of it, I'll tell you. We're looking forward to your listeners getting a copy of it.
That's right. And let's tell our listeners how they can get a copy of it, because it's as nice as a National Geographic or something. I mean, it's a beautiful magazine. And you know, GB, I wish Clyde would have stayed in here. You can't tell him much because he's always on the run, you know. But he and I bought Missouri Life magazine back in the 70s. And while we didn't know a thing about a magazine, about publishing a magazine, and we bought it worth the money. We gave $40,000 for this magazine. And all we had to do was just pay the original owners back bills.
Uh-huh.
And he had bills scattered all over the country. But here's what the deal was. And this is kind of interesting. Do you remember when Chrysler went broke and they hired
Iacocca
to come in and take over?
Right.
Well, Iacocca wanted to have an ad campaign. And all of the radio and TV stations were afraid of him.
Uh-huh.
Because they said, hey, he's broke. You're going to have to pay us up front. And he didn't have any money up front, but he had a lot of cars. And we did a big, big schedule for Chrysler at that time. And we went to St. Louis and got over 20 new Chryslers and Dodge pickups.
Good night.
And we took Amtrak. We got a whole bunch of people together, and we took Amtrak to St. Louis. And got all these cars and drove them back here. Oh, I hear music. But anyway, we drove them back here, and these people that we owed money to, we said, look, we don't have any money, but how would you like to have a new Chrysler? Or how would you like to have a new Dodge pickup? And we worked those bills down to where we didn't really have a whole lot invested in that magazine, but before it was over, we'd lost $750,000. Now, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Not Much Common Sense About That. You learn by doing. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we have returned. GB, and we went off this morning without your magazine, but without color radio sets, why, you can't see the magazine anyway. But tell us a little bit about, I just told you our magazine story. And you know, here's the thing about a magazine. It's like a bathtub, and you've got the faucet turned on and the drain is open. And you've got to have more water coming in through the faucets than what's going out through the drain. Mm-hmm. So you sell subscriptions and you sell ads. Okay, then once that happens, you can't quit publishing because you're going to go back on the people that you're dealing with, right?
Right.
So you've got to do it again. And it's a catch-22. But anyway...
Well, you know, the thing about our magazine is we're not using that as a... we'd like to break even, but we're sure not using it for a profit center.
See, we were trying to.
Yeah, see, I'm not using it for that. I'm using that magazine to educate people and inform people about what's going on. And so that's the reason we're using it. And we're really fortunate. The guy that that started Cowboy Indians Magazine, and which is the... by far the largest Western magazine that's ever been used in the United States, is a guy named Bill Reynolds. And Bill Reynolds ran into us and learned a little bit about what we were standing, what we were about, and what we were promoting. And he said, you know, there's nothing he'd rather do than that. So he sold his interest in Cowboy and Indians magazine and has taken our magazine on. And, boy, I'll tell you what, our magazine looks just like...
Oh, it's beautiful. It's very, very well done. But what I thought you was going to say is that he got this done, and this is what we found out too. After we'd been in the business for 4 or 5 years and lost, like I said, a lot of money, we started beginning to get a little bit smarter. Not a lot.
You bet.
But just a little bit. And the last issue that we published, we did it for like $10,000 less than what we did the others.
And that's exactly what I'm finding out. I put the first three copies of the magazine out, and you saw them.
Sure, and he did a good job.
Well, they were getting better each time, but they weren't anywhere near in this of this quality. And along comes Bill Reynolds, and he prints thousands and thousands more because of our growth and those kind of things. He prints thousands more of these magazines than I had, with a 90-page full-color slick covers and all that business and everything, for about half of what it cost me to put out one of those rinky-dink deals that I had. And that's the difference in a man that knows that business and grew up in that business to someone like you and me trying to do it.
You know, you don't, the very first thing, you don't want to get involved in something that you have no background in
that's
at
exactly
all.
That's exactly right.
If you do, the thing you have to do is go to somebody that you trust, which is hard to do in the magazine business. We found that out because people lied to us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is the best we can do. I mean, looky here. We're supplying you with all this slick paper and all. And
exactly.
And then come to find out, you know, Time Magazine was getting the same stuff bought for half or less of what we were. Well, anyway, let's move along here after this commercial break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
And we have returned. GB talking about the magazine, then we'll move on very quickly here. But tell our listeners how they can get a copy of this and become a member of Paragon and help other folks in the process.
Well, what we'd like for you to do is, if you've got internet capabilities, go on there and look up paragonfoundation.org. And you can get a look at our newsletters. We put out a newsletter every month. And then our phone number is 1-877.
You never called it. I call it a lot. It's 1-877-847-3443, and that is a toll-free number, 1-877-847-3443. And Nicole doesn't have a thing else to do today.
No, and listen,
she can answer the phone.
If you want to look at one of those, just tell her to send you one. She'd be glad to send you one. Look it over and look at what we're about and see if this is a part of an organization you'd like to play in.
She'll send the first copy's free.
Absolutely. She'll send it to you.
Okay. Now we've got her busy for the rest of the day. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-877-847-3443. My picture's in there riding Opahu.
That's a good picture. No bridle on Opahu and a big red dot cigar. I was on the airplane yesterday, and a guy asked me about what I did and everything, and I gave him a copy of that magazine, you know, and he looked through there, and I said, now, this is the guy that's going to pick me up when I get off there. You can meet him if you want to. And so he sat there and looked at it a long time, and he said, he don't have a bridle on that horse. And I said, nope, he sure doesn't. He's not afraid.
That was my stockyard's horse. That picture has been around the world. It literally has.
It's a classic.
He's a registered Arabian stallion. And I had him up at Kansas Stockyards. Old Red Martin rode him for about 60 days for me on the rocks, on the bricks up there at Stockyards. Mm-hmm. And he was one cow horse now. I mean, he'd never win a cutting contest because he tried to eat him up.
I see, that's pretty obvious in the picture.
Well, anyhow, I brought him home and had a fellow there that was a photographer. And I had never ridden him. But I'd ridden a lot of other Red Martin horses, so I knew how to handle him, you know. Red rode with spurs and a tack collar.
Right.
And then once the horse got broke to that tack collar, he'd take it off and just use a little old... He used a piano wire around her neck because you couldn't see that. It looked like there was nothing on that horse.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I got on him, and we had some yearling heifers there, kind of old sale-barn heifers. They weren't ready to go to the American Royal. And Opahu had never worked out of a 16-foot alley. So I was going to show, I wanted a good cutting horse picture, see?
Right.
And I'd get a heifer kind of cornered up in the corner, and she'd run around him. And he'd take about 3 steps and stop. Because
That's
as wide as the alley was. He'd never worked out in the open before. And about the third time we did that, he was upset. I mean, he was mad.
It's obvious. I've been around people all their lives and say, now, they see that horse right there? He eats cattle up. Well, that horse literally was eating that heifer up. Mouse, looks like you're riding an alligator.
Anyway, I was smoking a cigar at the time, and everybody's made a lot of fun out of that. Get a copy of the new edition. And it is a dandy, and it's got a picture of Opahu in there. 1-877-847-3443. Nicole's busy. She's there by herself, so just keep trying. You'll get her.
You bet.
And whoever's on the phone with her now, tell her not to go to lunch. She shouldn't do that on company time anyway. Now, I know this happened, I guess, last night. Now, I don't know that it did because... Maybe Hancock County, Illinois, got hit with an ice storm. Anyhow, we have been very, very critical of the Farm Bureau because Farm Bureau has been pushing this animal identification thing. It's amazing when you get out and talk to Farm Bureau members how they say this is terrible, and then the county offices are doing it because the state office says to do it, and the state offices say to do it because the American Farm Bureau Federation
right.
says to do it. But now here, you see, in Illinois, it is mandatory before a kid can take an animal or a bird or a rabbit even to the fair, they have to have a premise ID.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now Farm Bureau is coming out against this premise ID for kids. Which I'm surprised, because they have done everything they can to choke this thing down our throats ever since it came out. But the Hancock County Farm Bureau sponsored and supposedly did, I don't know, but it was two. If the ice storm didn't hit there, they did. An informational meeting Monday night on the new requirement requiring registration for premise identification numbers before any livestock can be exhibited at any state, county, 4-H, or FFA fair in 2008. The Illinois Department of Agriculture Director Chuck Hartke was a featured speaker. He says our goal is to encourage the Illinois Department of Agriculture to eliminate the mandatory... Now, I'm not quoting... Excuse me, I am not quoting the Department of Agriculture director. He was the speaker. Then Carla Mudd, who apparently is a Hancock County Farm Bureau manager, she said, Our goal is to encourage the Illinois Department of Agriculture to eliminate the mandatory premise identification program for 4-H and FFA county and state fairs. We hope other counties will join us in this fight to get the mandate overturned. And here's what I was thinking. Hey, where's the rep? Why doesn't the American Farm Bureau come on and say that?
Oh, they're right in bed with them.
Well, this is just one little county.
And they'll come down there and get them in line.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold rose over 1.5% Monday above $800 an ounce on a weaker dollar and firmer oil. Gold closed in New York up $13.20, $807.60. Silver rose 30 cents to $14.64. If the Fed does cut rates, I would expect a spring-like move in the gold market that will propel prices to a new multi-year high within a short period of time, said Emmanuel Ballare of Jabez Capital Management. More at SwissAmerica.com. $800 gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
Are you getting it? If not, you should be. The Common Sense Chronicle is the official monthly newsletter of the Derry Brownfield Show. Bill of Hearst, Texas says, Derry, your newsletter and radio program should be on everyone's agenda. We agree. The Common Sense Chronicle is packed with guest articles and regular features, plus a handy chart that tracks the topics of Derry's daily one-hour radio show and ordering information. A yearly subscription of the Common Sense Chronicle is just $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Common Sense, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Overseas and foreign customers send $40 international money order. Take the Chronicle for a test drive and ask for a complimentary issue at no cost. Then to order, just send $24.95 check, cash, or money order to Common Sense, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
I'm proud to have the Paragon Foundation as a sponsor of the Derry Brownfield Show. But what is the Paragon Foundation and what do they do? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
This is not a job to us. This is something that we believe in our very hearts and our very souls. And all of us have been involved in these scraps. My family lost everything they had, and there's no way to go back and get that. There's nothing that can ever be done to get my family or all those other families back their property, and I understand that. But the things that we learned right there, we can turn around and keep somebody that's listening today or somebody that will call today, keep them from losing their property. And that's where I think the value in this foundation is.
Join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, and a man who asks, what do you do when you have an endangered animal that eats only endangered plants? Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Before we go on with the program, I have an email here saying we will not cancel. They're talking about the program that's coming up. Let's see. I have to get my... We've got so many of these things, I'm confused. But anyhow, the show that was going to be at Lamoni, Iowa tonight is canceled for tonight. Now, we're supposed to be in Chillicothe, Missouri on Thursday. This is the one that says we're not going to cancel, that it's going to warm up and all that. That's fine. We know that. Then on Monday, we'll be at California, Missouri, and we're not going to cancel that because we've already got the stakes ordered. So
we can walk to that, can't we?
Yeah.
You can saddle horse and ride over there.
I don't know. If you're not shod, you can't, because it's... Anyway, going back to Farm Bureau. Now, like I said, here this lady, Carla Mudd, is doing everything she can to get this thing changed. But this is just one little county in Illinois. Why doesn't the Illinois State Farm Bureau come out and say, let's look, we're strong enough, we can turn this Department of Agriculture around. If we not, they won't be in office next year. We can stop this thing. Why doesn't the American Farm Bureau Federation do it? And GB came up during the commercial break and told me about going to Florida.
Yeah, we were handling a case in Homestead, Florida, where the Cape Sable Seaside Sparrow was endangered, and they were...
You're pretty good at that. I don't think I can say that. Cape Sable Seaside Sparrow.
You went down there and spent as much time and as much money as we did down there, you could say it too. But it was the Farm Bureau, a guy, the head of the Homestead Farm Bureau, that brought us in there. They were destroying all those farmers, and he was looking for help. So we went down there, and about halfway through that little battle, all of a sudden he disappeared. So I went down to his office in Homestead one time, and I said, hey, we're not getting any help out of you, and we're down here on your request. And he said he'd been notified by the National Farm Bureau to get out of the fray. And if he didn't, he would lose his job. And what I came away from their understanding, and I've verified that over the years in a lot of places, you got some really good local Farm Bureau people in these counties and places like that are really intent on doing the right thing. But the national organization, if it's where I believe you need to be, they'll be on the other side of it 90% of the time. That's just the way they play.
Yeah, and then they claim to be we're the farm organization.
Like the NCBA.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, they present a side that looks like they're right in bed with you, and when push comes to shove, they'll cut your throat every time. And it gets down to who's contributing money to them. Where's their money coming from? You trail that money, and you'll find out where they're going to be on
all
these
issues. Well, Farm Bureau supposedly is an insurance company. That's where their money comes from, I always thought. Mm-hmm. Although Monsanto gives them money when they sue farmers.
That's exactly right.
But now, and Monsanto will say, yeah, but we give it to them so they can help these, I think, FFA kids or something with that money. But then why doesn't Monsanto want to help them?
Yeah, why don't they?
See, it's...
But we've seen that all over the country. But you've got some good people on the local level of these farm bureaus. And they'll want to do the things that help these farmers and help these people in agriculture. And they'll pull them out of the game. Boy, when it gets a little bit tough, they'll jerk them out and shut them down.
Well, we had a good individual, and he's done a tremendous job. In fact, you'll probably meet him. He'll be in, I think he's going to be in Chillicothe at that meeting. Mm-hmm. And they kicked him off the Farm Bureau board.
I read about him. I sure did. I read about him.
But all because he was telling the truth about NAIS, National Animal Identification System, in St. Louis. And see, this is not just happening out in the boonies. This is happening everywhere. In St. Louis, Jim Roos, R-O-O-S, and he's been in the news several times, kind of an interesting individual, but he's got quite a bit of property right in downtown St. Louis. And he owns... what he calls affordable housing through neighborhood enterprises. And then he has a nonprofit sanctuary. And St. Louis keeps taking his property. They take it so they can turn it over to somebody that's going to have a better tax structure than he has. Okay? So he went in there and he painted a sign on one of his buildings. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't.
Okay. He painted a great big sign. Apparently, it covers the building. It says, End Imminent Domain Abuse. And it has a great big red circle around the words with a red line going through the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the city is making him take that down because he did it without a permit. So he said, okay, I'll get a permit. But they denied him a permit because they said it must be removed because it violated local sign codes. You see, there's no such thing as free speech in this country anymore. Now, that to me, that would be free speech. If you want to paint a sign on your house, you ought to be able to paint a sign on. I mean, he used no dirty words. It was just telling the truth. We need to get rid of eminent domain for private property. you know, where they take private property and give it to private property. Eminent domain was set up so they could build bridges and roads. And I talked to a lady at the airport just yesterday. I sat there waiting. And, you know, your plane was early.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe that. I never knew an airplane to be early. And a lot early. Almost an hour ahead of schedule.
Uh-huh.
Is that because that you were on there?
No. No, you've had to wait when my planes were late. I have nothing to do with that.
Well, I thought maybe you, you know, you put the word into the right folks or something.
Oh, no.
And why is it you always are the last one off of an airplane?
Well, because I get to know everybody back there, and we got to say goodbye and hug and shake hands and everything. I make friends on an airplane.
I thought you was going to say because you always rode in the tail section because a plane never backed into a mountain.
That makes sense.
Anyway. Well, what do you know about these? And I've had this, I stuck it in my file for you months ago. A proposed new Forest Service wilderness area in Arizona on the border of Mexico. It's House Bill 3287. You familiar with all that?
I am.
Tell us about
and
it.
And I would tell you that the backers of that are probably the Mexican drug cartel, because that will allow them to bring those drugs well into the middle of the state of Arizona without ever being accosted by anybody in a motorized vehicle. That's got to be what
they're going to bring them in on donkeys.
What's that?
The drugs.
No, they'll drive them in with Humvees that we gave the Mexican government.
Right, but you can't drive a Humvee in a wilderness area.
Drug dealers don't exactly comply with wilderness standards.
Really?
But the Border Patrol will. And so they'll have those drugs well into the United States before anybody can ever challenge
them. Well, the Border Patrol's going to let them come because they don't want to go to jail.
Well, that's exactly right. They'll throw them in jail. Yeah, that's exactly what that is. But here's the deal. You can shut that down anytime you want to. They're trying to propose a wilderness area over in Doniana County right behind us. And it's a simple fact that the United States government, that's not one of the eight enumerated powers. And if you stand up and challenge them from a constitutional issue, you can shut that down. Just like you had a lady call you about World Heritage Sites. They were going to make a World Heritage Site out of White Sands National Monument down there in our country. And our county commission got together, passed an ordinance, and said no UN control properties within our county, period. And they said, you know what, that's not going to make any difference. But if you're so stupid that you don't see the value in a World Heritage Site, we're not even going to propose you then. That's the way they play the game.
There used to be an old radio show, It Plays to Be Ignorant, and it pays to be ignorant sometimes. Be stupid, that's right.
You've got that local control, and they have us so convinced that the federal government reigns supreme, it's simply not true. Your sheriff and your county commissioners have got control. It's like the guy that you were talking about a while ago that painted the sign, and now they come back and say that it doesn't meet the code. I'll bet you a dollar to a donut you can go down there and pull that city code, and there's nothing in that code that will prevent him from building that. And if he challenges them on that level, they'll back away and give him a permit. But you better go down there and read it. Don't let them tell you what it says.
Read the fine print.
Absolutely. Go read it and just have them point it out to you. And to do it in writing. So that you set them up, and when you catch them lying, you just sue their butts. You got to make a Christian out of these people. That's our job, isn't it?
Well, hopefully.
That's
hopefully.
Our job.
We're here for a reason.
Don't believe anything they say.
I know. I shouldn't be here. I really shouldn't be here, as I've said time and time again. You know, I'm going to be 76 next month.
I wish you'd acted. I come up here and spend a week with you, and I'm so dead I have sleep for a month when I get home.
Listen, if you can't have fun, we shouldn't be doing it. So that's the Forest Service Wilderness area there. Now, we were going to have Joyce Marson on this morning, and our phones, I guess, are we still dead? Still dead. Thumbs down means, hey, we don't have telephones in here. So anyway, she's got a similar problem over on the Illinois side, but I don't know enough about it. It's called the Abraham Lincoln National Heritage Area.
You bet.
You're familiar with that?
Well, I've heard about it, yeah.
Okay.
And let me tell you, I hope that when we'll do the show again sometime this week, won't we?
Well, you're stuck here. You know, the roads are bad.
I stand. Well,
if
I hope
I'm going to feed you, I'm going to get a little work out of it.
I hope that we can talk to her, because we put together a tremendous amount of information, and there's a guy down in my country called Bruce Woodall.
And we're going to take a break. We'll go back to Brucey Boy after this message.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Well, Joyce Morrison was going to join us on the air today to talk about this Abraham Lincoln National Heritage Area thing. And Joyce, if you're listening, which I hopefully you are, our phones are out here, so we can't call you. But anyway, tell us what you knew about GB. Tell us what you knew about Abraham Lincoln National Heritage Area.
Well, I'd only seen that it was a proposed World Heritage Site. The United States, by treaty, has agreed to propose so many of these sites every year. And basically, when you dig into it and you go on the United Nations website and you pick up all this information, you find out that this is nothing more than collateral on debt that we owe to the World Bank. And that's what it amounts to. And so they just keep adding these wilderness areas and these parks and all these kind of things. And it's collateralizing debt that we can't pay the interest on. But there, we have a tremendous amount of information. And so if we can talk to her sometime this week, let her tell about that, and then let me tell her where to go pick that information up, because we have, Paragon has a lot of information on these heritage sites and what they are and how to beat them, I think.
Also, I'm going to tell our listeners again to get involved with Paragon. Just like you think I live in St. Louis, I don't have any problems, and here we just talked about what they did to this Rose in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I was at the airport, and with the road conditions like they were, I left early, so I had a lot of time, and I got going, and the highway was clean, so I had a couple hours to kill, and there was a lady there that I visited with, and she works for Oscar Mayer Wieners. She lives in Georgia. And she asked what I did, and I was telling her. And I said, she said, but you never, now my husband, she says, probably knows more about this than I do because I've heard him mention Agenda 21. I said, do you know what it is? She says, no. I said, do you know what the North American Union is? She said, no. I said, have you ever heard of an Amero? No. Now, here's a lady that travels all over the United States on a daily basis. And she was going to Oscar Mayer plant at Columbia, Missouri. She was waiting for a flight to take her up there. And I thought, you know, this is what's wrong with America today. They don't know.
That's exactly
this
right.
This is a sharp lady. She's a businesswoman. She's been in business all of her life. You know, she should know these things. And she had no clue. And I find this out all of the time. I asked when we were at the farm show over here at the small farm people. I asked several folks the same questions. No, they'd never heard of any of that. Never heard of it. And they're small farmers. And I says, you know, these are the people that the government wants off the land.
You betcha.
They don't want you out here because you're not part of the system. You're raising chickens, you're raising poultry and rabbits, and you know how to milk a goat, and you know how to shear a sheep and make wool out of it. I mean, I'm just thinking of some of the things that they did over there at mm-hmm. this thing, and shear a sheep and take the wool and make clothes and knit clothes, and they don't want us out here.
No, they're a problem in the New World Order.
But yet these people that should know this, they never heard about it.
That's exactly right.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hi there, Beth here, and I'm excited to announce that Derry Brownfield Show is sponsoring a special meeting, Freedom is Common Sense. There's so much going on in the world these days, we have to plan and prioritize in order to get things done. Make a list and check it twice. I'm asking you to make a special effort to join us at this meeting on Monday, December 17th at 6 p.m. in the Centennial Hall at the Montotaw County Fairgrounds in California, Missouri. You've heard him on Derry's show, and now you can meet Mr. G.B. Oliver III. As the Executive Vice President of Paragon Foundation, G.B. has a wealth of knowledge to share, and Ray Cuneo from Citizens for Private Property Rights will tell us the hidden truths regarding NAIS. With these men and Derry Brownfield as your host, there's sure to be loads of fun as well as information, and a steak dinner is included. Tickets are $20 each. Buy them now by calling me at 573-893-8255. That's 573-893-8255. Freedom is common sense.
Well, friends, I've been there, done that, had a great time, and you will, too. The best-kept secret of the Ozarks is Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Over the years, the lodge has hosted hundreds of family reunions, and they'll host yours also. The best time to go is when you say it is. The best time to call is right now. Family reunions require a little advanced planning, and right now is the best time to get your preferred date at the lodge. The lodge provides all the meals with your room, and for you, that means no cooking or cleaning, and there's plenty to do. S'mores by the campfire, a pool with a view, canoeing on the Merrimack, or simply relaxing. Your aunts and uncles and cousins by the dozens will thank you for taking them to the best-kept secret of the Ozarks, Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Make reservations today by calling 573-775-2400. That's 573-775-2400. Or go online to wildwoodspringslodge.com.
We have returned.
We were talking about how the typical American has no idea of what's going on, and during the commercial break, the good stuff happens during the commercial break. Tell us about the fellow you had to shake hands with.
Well, the guy that I sat on the airplane with right next to, I hand him this magazine, and he starts off at looking at this magazine, and then he just folds that magazine up. Now, that guy is as informed as anybody you ever saw. Truck driver, he knew more about the North American Union than I do. And I mean, those truck drivers understand what's coming, and they understand that this is the death knell for them. This is, the show's over.
You see, we've had Todd Spencer on the air several times, and he has the owner-operator, truck owner-operator independent drivers association. Mm-hmm. And they get out a heck of a nice publication every month. And they go into the detail on what's going on. And no doubt he gets his OIDA stuff from Todd Spencer, this truck driver does. But, yeah, there's a few people. But the typical, that trucker is not a typical American.
Not at all.
I mean, from the knowledge standpoint.
But you know what we're finding out is there's more and more people joining organizations like ours, more and more people listening to programs like yours, and you're educating them. And education, what destroys these agendas that they have. American public understands what they're going to do to them. That's the end of the show. So our job is to get that information out.
And that's why they make anybody that knows what they're talking about look, oh boy, he's way off in the deep end. Hey, that can't happen here. And
exactly
this is
right.
A free country. Come on. What kind of a nut you think that Brownfield guy is? I'm serious.
Well, I wonder that, too, but then I see you differently than they do.
You see me on Opahu chasing the cow with his mouth open.
No bridle.
Cigar.
Oh, man.
Tell us about your little brother, Johnny, hauling cattle out of Mexico.
My brother's driving a cattle truck right now, and so the other day he came by to eat lunch with me. And I said, where are you picking these cattle up? And he said, I'm picking them up in Nogales and all these ports along the border. And he said, you can't believe how many cattle are. He said, sometimes when I pull up to those places to load up, he said, I'm behind as many as 300 cattle trucks. And I said, my gosh. And he said, there's cattle as far as you can see on the Mexican side. And he said, they tell me that we're crossing 10,000 a day into the United States. And so I soaked on that a couple of days, and then I called RCAF and got a hold of Bill Bullock. You know,
yeah,
and I said,
sure.
Bill, how many cattle are coming into the United States out of Mexico? And old Bill said, I can pull that up and give it to you right now. So he pulled it up, and he said, 1.5 million a year. And I said, well, my brother's hauling them all over Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas and everything, and they're bringing across 10,000 a day. Well, he does a little arithmetic, and he said, that's a whole lot more cattle than USDA says crossing in here. But the thing that I thought was interesting about it, Johnny, my brother, tells me there's not any sign of any kind of an American official down there anywhere, and there's no health papers. Accompany those cattle. Once those cattle go in that truck, he doesn't have any health papers. And when he hits those port of entries, they just wave him on through. They don't ask for any health certificates or anything. So when I asked Bill about that, Bill tells me, well, they've got the M brand on them from Mexico.
That makes them healthy.
That makes them healthy. And I said, what does that mean? And he said, according to the NAFTA agreement, that once they have a brand on them, that means that they have been checked by a certified, competent Mexican vet, and that's the only health certificate those cattle have coming into this country.
Now, how could they certify 300 truckloads of cattle a day?
Well, 300, that's how many you stack up behind when you get there, and those things are picking those cattle up 24 hours a day. But a brand on them certifies that they're healthy. Not that anybody could make one of those M brands.
I've got one.
And just stick it on there, yeah.
I've got a nice, it's M. It's a double brand with an M on one side and an R on the other.
But here they are.
You know what that's for?
I'm afraid to ask.
So when you're fixing steaks, if you want it medium, you brand it R.
But here we are in the middle of animal ID.
Go ahead.
And they're fixed, and because they're worried about the health and the safety of our beef, and those cattle are coming across in droves with nothing.
And it's time for me to say, we'll be back tomorrow, by the way. The good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.